If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Hello, everyone. I am Scott Edwards of Fightful here, and today I am with Stardom's Zena. Zena, welcome. How are you doing today? Well, it's night for you. Today
it's
for me.
Nice. It's almost my bedtime. I'm good. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to finally get the chance to talk to you. Obviously, we've been trying to make this work. You're very busy. Obviously, you have a lot of matches every week, and you're coming off the 5-star Grand Prix in August, so and you know you just main evented Corrigan Hall, so you know you've been right. Kind of busy.
Corrigan Hall match was like for a gaijin to main event Corrigan is like a big thing, because I don't think it's like handed so easily to like gaijins to like main event that place. So when I got like the option to main event, I was like, whoa, like who would have thought? If you told me 2 years ago I'll be main eventing in Corrigan, I'll be like laughing at you.
I know. I mean, I was gonna ask you about that, because like you've main evented Corrigan, you obviously main evented Yogi earlier this year against Micah for the world title.
That was like two monsters, two like coffees in, like, and being the main event at such a late show, it was just like waiting for the match to actually happen. Mm-hmm. So I've like warmed up, I've done all the like things I need to do, and I'm just like sitting and waiting, like, okay, I'm nervous, but like I want to go. Let's go. Let's hit the shit.
Yeah, like you make such a great point, because you know, obviously the Corrigan, and I think this is just like something that maybe fans don't realize. The Corrigan's early in the day. We were talking about this before we press record. Early in the day, you're kind of just waiting, getting yourself ready. While the match against Micah, you know, you're waiting all day. It's the world title, and so much had happened on that show to begin with. Stardom,
so much happened on that show. I could like all the cheese and the booze, and I was like, oh, like whatever room you're in backstage, you think everything that's happening in the ring. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was like, let's go.
Yeah, I think it's best to just like dive into that match, because like I said, Stardom the Conversion, everyone could check it out on Stardom World. You and Micah have this super physical, super like serious big time world title match. I think it's your best match you've had, just considering what you two did. And like I said, so much had happened right before that. Do you feel the pressure going into such a match? Or for you, being in there with someone like Micah, who obviously you are in the same faction with, I'm sure you spend a lot of time with and have been in the ring with a lot. Does that pressure kind of get null and void because of who you're sharing the ring with?
Well, you know what's crazy? When like when that match was coming up, I was like looking back at it the other day, actually. And I was looking at how many single matches I've had in my career. Mm-hmm. Like in Stardom only, I think up to that match with Micah, counting losties, I probably only had like 8 singles in Stardom. So I was like, and like career-wise, I don't know, career-wise, I'd say like 10, 20 singles before Stardom. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I'm still green. Like I thought like I need to like really step up my game here. I'm about to like main event. So like I put all the hard work in. I was training. I was studying Micah's matches. I was like joining jujitsu classes, like give me all the techniques, like, you know. So yeah. I really prepped myself for that match. And I feel like in a way I needed that match too, because I felt like I was being held back all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Of course.
Where it's like, if it's a singles match, you can showcase everything you have up your sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
So that match is definitely one of my favorite matches. I feel so bad because like Micah, I'm sorry. When we like when she's wearing clothes, I still see the scars on her. I hope they go away eventually.
Yeah, those chops were nasty in like, that match.
Seeing her chest turn red in real time.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone should go watch the match that's listening to this, just because like you said, like you're saying, you know, you still feel green. And I think for a lot of people who have watched you through your Stardom career, especially, that match was like the, oh, Zena is doing that, right? And you just said, what, your 8th singles match or so in Stardom? Like, because I remember in your first tour, you had a singles match with Shuri right before you had you left, and I remember that being like the standout match. Like, oh, Zena needs to get back to Japan, and it's because of the match with Micah that's like, this is why you needed to get back. So I'm so happy to hear, you know, like that match you felt you needed, even though, like we said, kind of poor Micah in the end, you know, she paid for it a little bit. But I think that's the beauty of your style, is like you're in a world of Joshi wrestling that's very physical and very, you know, it's so exciting with the athleticism, and you're just out there chopping the hell out of these people.
But I love the physicality here.
Yeah,
I love it because you give it and you take it. Like, it's mm-hmm. so good here. You get what you give, pretty much.
Yeah, I think that just kind of brings us into a other opponent of yours who likes to give it right back, and that is of course Saya Iida. I think I have to ask about Saya Iida because you two have spent multiple matches together, with, you know, tag singles
flash for a few minutes.
Yeah, and you just chop and chop and chop, and I'm just like, that's gotta, you know, I feel bad for both of them, but they just, I could see the, you know, the passion and excitement on their faces.
Like, yeah. We look at each other and we're like, let's see who can last the longest, you know? Let's see who goes down first.
Yeah. I think it was May Sarah this past weekend when you chopped her. I thought the poor girl was going to crumble. I was like, oh, like,
but she's so. Because it was styled as a high speed match. So I was like, let me away from my chops, but maybe just one.
Yeah,
necessary.
When I was watching through your 5-star, which we'll get into, it was like every match was like, okay, she's gonna bring out one of the chops, and it's just gonna the beauty of your chops is just changes the match, right? It just like flips it on its head. So it's an awesome style that you bring to the ring, and I kind of want to just like dive into your style. Obviously, you said you still feel like you're green at times, especially heading into the world title match. But you have in your first match in Stardom in 2023 compared to now, you have completely transformed. Is that something you have going in your head as you continuously compete? Because like you said, you showcased this weekend, you can do high speed. We saw you do a world, you know, an epic world title match that's super physical. Do you feel you're kind of a jack of all trades, or do you have a specific style you're aiming for?
I feel like a lot of people think I'm like a striking style with my chops, and then they actually watch me and they can see I can do like the power stuff, the high speed stuff, but we're still working on the high speed stuff, guys. I was just what's it called? Like a practice run for me.
But a good practice run.
I think my first run here, like, it was my first international trip, so I was like so unprepared. I was coming into Stardom like I didn't know anyone. I didn't know how to speak the language. So I think the first trip helped me adapt so much more for my like second trip. I was so much more comfortable with everyone, like the style, the wrestling. I felt comfortable doing what I wanted to do. I think that helped a lot my first 3 months there. And someone that's helped me a lot is my partner, Daga. Because he's traveled everywhere, he knows like the different styles. So sometimes I'd be like watching his matches and I'd like, teach me that. And then we'll actually go in the ring and train. We train like 2-3 hours, like once a week. Yeah. So, like, my power slam off the apron, I've taken that off him.
That one's awesome. When you did that in the Micah match, I was like, oh. Like, it was like that, like, oh my god, like, type thing.
Out of nowhere, you know. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna pay tribute to you. I'll do it.
I mean, I was gonna ask you about Daga. You know, first time you're here, first 3 months tour. You know, when you talk to foreigners who go to Japan, especially for the first time, they could talk about how, you know, tours can be somewhat lonely because you're learning a lot. And you're getting used to the, you know, the roster that you're competing with and so on. So now, you know, you come over here for the second time, full-time run. You've been with Stardom since February? How has, you know, just kind of having Daga there with you helped you as a whole? Just, you know, kind of having, like, familiarity.
We've both made, like, Japan our home. Like, when we have free days and our schedules don't clash, we'll go and film content for YouTube and we'll visit places that we haven't seen. So we're always on tourist mode here at the same time. The food's so good here. So, like, that's something we both liked about the food. We're just like, what do we want to try next? And we'll go try it. Or, like, if we're both free, we'll go watch a wrestling show, you know? Because we do know, like, other wrestlers here and we're friends with them. So we like to go support the sport. So... yeah, it's less learning. I can say that.
Yeah. Well, okay. What's your favorite food that you've tried there in Japan?
Well, we just ate yakitori. It's like barbecued stuff that they bring to you. But yakiniku, it's like Korean barbecue pretty much.
Okay.
But even the ramen depends on the weather outside.
Yeah. And of course, the YouTube channel is DNX that everyone can check out.
We've got content, but I haven't posted because I've been so busy.
I was gonna say, I think you've both been a little bit busy. I mean, obviously, Daga and Noah, you just had the 5-star, so I think it's acceptable, you know. But
sometimes they'll be like, I want to come watch you, and I'm like, no, I'm too embarrassed. Like, if you're on like the audience, like, but you'll see sometimes I come out with my entrance, and if he's watching, I'll, I don't care. Gonna blow your
kiss. Everyone's gonna notice that now.
Yeah, everyone knows. Like,
oh, Dog is there.
Proud.
Well, all right. We'll take it back to the beginning, kind of, for you. You know, you debut. You started your career in Australia, back in 2018. If I'm correct. Yeah.
There's like not many promotions in Sydney. Like. My cage match or like anything, you'll say like maybe 3 matches in those, in the time like it took me to come to Stardom.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's
I'll probably get a match every 2 or 3 months there, so I was like very green, so I was taking any bookings I could at the time just to like get some reps in. Mm-hmm. And then, as you said, COVID hit before.
Yeah.
And that stopped, like, my bag.
Yeah. Like, you know, even if you, like, look at your cage match, like you said, it's, you know, matched sporadically here and there throughout the months. And then COVID comes and it's like...
It's like 3 years off.
Yeah. And then you find yourself in stardom.
Right.
So, like, I need to ask you, how did that come about? That's incredible.
I manifested stardom. I'll just put that out there to the universe.
Okay. Okay. Did you... I've read one of your interviews for ResidentMag.com. You talked about cheerleader Melissa and kind of learning along the way, despite COVID, you know, stopping you from competing.
So we couldn't do anything wrestling wise during COVID. So we'll send, like, me and my friend Jay, he introduced me to her at the time. Mm-hmm. And would send matches over to her and she'll jump on a FaceTime call and, like, critique her and, like, oh, you should do this, do that.
Oh,
so it was
cool.
Like virtual training, and this, she's never met me, so she didn't have to go out of her way to do all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. That's so cool.
So every time everyone's like, oh, like, who showed you how to, I'm like, cheerleader Melissa. Like, this lady put her time and day into, like, showing me what to do in the ring. Besides that, at the time I was trying to do, like, Ninja Warrior. I tried out for, like, TV shows. So I was just trying to keep myself busy and sane during COVID. And then I think December is when I got in contact with stardom to, like, come over. But I did manifest that. I'll just say that.
I believe it. I mean, you in your first stardom run in 2023, you debuted in the Cinderella tournament, which, you know, is a pretty big deal for those who are listening and, you know, kind of learning about stardom along with this interview. And then, of course, you go on a 3-month run. You're part of Club Venus. And you're working with, of course, Mina Shirakawa, who you're still in a faction with. How has, you know, Mina, obviously one of the, you know, best in stardom, best in the world. She's going worldwide. She's very busy these days. How has working with Mina kind of helped you? Because obviously she speaks a good amount of English as well. And, you know, being partnered with her, you know, along the way in your time with stardom.
I feel like Mina deserves the grand stage because she just comes out. She just comes out and it's all eyes on her. Do you know what I mean? Like,
she has
the look, the charisma, like, she's entertaining. Everyone loves watching her. Like, if she's just walking, they're all like, you know, staring down, like, what the fuck? I always think about Mina because I feel like without Mina, none of us Gaijins would have been here in the first place. Because when they scouted the girls, it was Join Club Venus. So I think, like, everyone being where they are today, like, a big part of it is because of Mina Shirakawa. She helped me with my first match. Like, she showed me what to do. She showed me how to, like, work the style. She came with me and, like, pretty much mentored me the whole time.
That's awesome. That's awesome to hear. I think you're right. Like, you know, she does deserve the grand stage. When she shows up, it's like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
You know, she's very charismatic, but I think it's great to hear just how much she helped you along the way. Cause, you know, I'm sure it can be tough again in that first 3 months, you know, you're learning, you're trying to understand language, but being part of that Club Venus faction, I'm sure just did a lot of good for you in getting you comfortable with stardom as a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my next question for you is we were talking about titles earlier on. You, of course, had the World of Stardom title match with Micah. You just had the high-speed match with May Sarah in the main event of Corican Hall. Kind of a big deal for anyone that knows, you know?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, that pinch me type moment before you head out there? It's like, I'm in the main event of Corican, you know, foreigners don't just get to main event these shows, right? And you are out there doing so in a title match in a new style, by the way. High speed's not easy.
I feel like if I know I've put like 100% into everything that needs to go into the match, I'm always like, I've got my calm. And something I do is like, I listen to like my songs and I play Candy Crush.
That's so awesome.
Anyone that sees me, they'll be like, there's something wrong with you. Like, you're never nervous. I remember Anna, she's like, why are you so chill? Like, Because I've done everything I need to, like, but like leading up to the match, like if I'm nervous, mm-hmm. it's just gonna psych myself out. But I always have that moment after when I rewatch my match. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's badass.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love that. Yeah. Do you watch back your matches to like learn? Okay, to you know, see what you do and don't do, because I know some wrestlers don't watch their matches.
I do, and I drag Dagger. I'm like, hello, come watch, be back.
Yeah, that's great, because you're having second eyes on it, and obviously, like you said, he's been world traveled. He's been here, there, and everywhere. Obviously, yeah. He's in Noah now, absolutely crushing it. So, I love to hear that. So let's talk about returning to Stardom for the second run. You joined EXV. When you came back, one when you left Stardom the first time, did you know you're like, I need to get back there? Because, you know, 3-month tours were, you know, that's a usual thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you feel, I need to get back there? I have so much more to do. Or was it, we'll see what happens.
I think it was more after my match with Shuri, because we just started crying in the ring. And I was crying. I was like, don't send me back. I don't want to get back.
That. Shuri has special ability, I think, to you know, Shuri's so, you know, former UFC fighter, reached the top of Stardom and just done so much. She's very emotional. She gets you. Like, she's gotten me multiple times.
That, like, after we wrestle, like, if she touches me, we're both crying. Like, if she just, like, touches me with a finger, I'm crying.
that's amazing. which is funny, because when you two step in the ring, you know,
it's like two badasses, and at the end of the match, you're like hugging and crying.
Yeah, like you say, it's like very much the opposite of like it's like, oh here we go, you know, big kicks.
It's just with her.
Yeah,
it's just a theory I've cried on.
Do you have a, you know, obviously you're not in the same group with her, but you've shared the ring last match in your first tour. You just had a match with her in the 5-star Grand Prix. Do you just feel like there's a connection when that bell rings? It's just like easy just like, for you?
It's like, I see you, let's do this shit.
That's awesome. That's awesome. She's a special wrestler. So I love to hear that, those types of stories. Talking about opponents in Stardom, you've wrestled everyone through tags, but it's getting those big singles matches with certain people you haven't had yet. Is there anyone you haven't had one with in Stardom yet that you're like, I need that match?
I think with Saya. Heel Saya.
Okay.
I've only ever like clashed with her for like a 20-second thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like in my life.
Yeah. So you want to embrace the Saya Kamatani of hate. You want to see how that feels. I mean, crowds love her, so
yeah, I agree.
It'd be very exciting to watch you two interact. You know, if she hits her like pose thing with the eye, are you just gonna chop her?
Probably.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles, including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When was the time that you said, I need to chop everyone and hurt them brutally? Because this tour has been awesome for you to do. I mean, it's not a tour, it's full time. But that has been your big, I think, the biggest addition to your moveset. Yeah, we talked about it a little bit earlier.
Yeah,
they do. They get so loud for it.
Okay, I can have a half an hour of chopping match. I don't mind.
Yeah, they're loud. I remember the match you and Hazuki had. There was a match you and Hazuki went in there, and she just started chopping you right back the same time. Hazuki doesn't really chop. I was like, oh, I think you've made the wrestler you're fighting with like, oh, I want to do
Hazuki
that now.
Hazuki can go though. Like,
yeah,
her chops. I put her in like the top 5 of the chops because she always yells. She gives it back to me.
She's friends with Ida. I feel like you learn along the way, kind of, facts made to the Ida.
I don't know if it's the overhand chop.
She
gets me with the overhand chop and it's like the perfect sound. Everything's perfect.
Yeah.
But I like to show people I can do the side chop too sometimes, but I just prefer this one. I didn't get their face because sometimes the side, like my hand, I don't know if you've noticed, but when I wrestle, I'm like,
I think the overhand chop, like you said, makes better noise. It just looks brutal, and sometimes you like hit like 10 of them at a time. It's like, oh.
When I watch my chops back, I don't even wind it up. I just from here.
Yeah, it's crazy. They're so loud. Like you said.
Okay, today I'm gonna wind it up, and I just end up doing it from here because my hand just like.
That was going to be my question. Like, how does your hand feel? Like, yeah, the chest of your opponent is not great, but your hand's got to hurt, right?
I have a photo from like after Micah's match where it's just like blue and purple. And it's like, I had to ice it for like an hour because I couldn't, like my blood running. It was cold.
All worth it though. In the end, that match, right?
I don't know if I've got big hands. Because my man says I've got, like, the Mickey Mouse white glove hands. Mickey Mouse. Because I can't remember, like, Waka. I measured my hand with her, and it's, like, half my size. But then Hanako's hand is my size, but Hanako's so much taller than me.
Yeah. I mean, they're effective. That's what matters, right?
Yeah.
Like, it works in the matches, benefits you. I don't know. I'm talking through screen, so I don't know. But that's fine. The Mickey Mouse thing got me good. So what is your favorite venue to wrestle in Japan? Like when you, it could just be Korakuen. I wouldn't be shocked. But I saw that was 2 weeks ago. Shinjuku face was so loud and it's very intimate. And you know, you
I know.
But I was like, you need to be in there. Imagine the chops, imagine the reactions.
I've gone there to watch a Noah show, and I've always loved like smaller venues where it's like sealed and like it echoes. That's definitely like, it's a wrestling venue too. It's known for like to put wrestling shows on there. I think KBS because it's so pretty.
Yeah, I love that.
Korakuen when it's full, it's very hot. And especially like the Sunday show, it was so early, but it had a really good crowd.
Yeah, so, it was impressive.
Yeah, when we have like the late shows, it's like even better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you talk about KBS Hall? I love that you said that because so many people praise that venue that, you know, may have not been there, but you're just looking at it. It's like, this is incredible. Does it just feel that way when you're in there? It's like, wow, what a place. And then, you know, what a cool place for wrestling.
It's always so hot in there with the lights and everything's off. But when you get the photos,
yeah,
you look at it like that.
The photos are great. You know, like they always look so cool. So, you won your first title in Stardom earlier this year, winning the Art of Stardom title with Micah and Mina Shirakawa. How cool was that for you to win gold in Stardom in your second time around with the company?
It was good, and it was like very unexpected because it was so early as well with my return.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My man traveled as well, maybe to out, you know, what a Shinkansen is, like the... Mm-hmm. It's like the bullet train here to come watch me. So I was like, I'm gonna like just hug you after the match. But it was also against Mirai, which I had singles match with in my first Cinderella run. So I always had that respect for Mirai. So winning it off Mirai was like big for me.
Yeah.
It was, like, also, it was on her way out. So
you two clicked.
I think it was to put me over as well at the same time.
Yeah, it was very cool, you know, to see you get that opportunity to not only become champion, but, you know, fight Mirai on her way out. You know, that connection with her, I remember your match from the first Cinderella with her. And that was the first time I think everyone was like, oh, like, because, you know, those Cinderella matches are so quick. They're so, you know, they're very unique. As well, I think a lot of people that watch Cinderella matches, you know, with the over the top rope and the short time limit. But that match with Mirai, you two just, like I said, clicked. And it was kind of the first time I feel that you just maybe felt comfortable in there. Did working with her just feel like, again, I brought it up earlier with like someone like Shuri, kind of just easy, like you both got it. Yeah.
Like, I'm not scared to go into a lariat with you because I know you can take it.
Yeah. I personally would be, but
I didn't think she knocked me off. Her and Ida actually always kill me with their lariats.
You two just kind of welcome the challenge, which I think everyone appreciates watching your matches. Talking about your matches, you said that, you know, the one with Micah is one of your favorites. Do you have any other favorite matches that, one, if people listening to this interview getting to know you, they should go check out, and two, that you just absolutely are so proud of in your time, whether it be Stardom or before? Or
I think I'm gonna like give this as an example, like my match with Anna. Like, I read some comments and it was like, oh, she's only like giving her a good match because, you know, AEW might be watching. But if they go and watch all my matches, like, they'll see I put like 100% in all my matches, and I always try making my opponents like look good, and like especially with like someone like Anna, like making her enjoy the experience and getting as much in as she can.
Of course.
And I have like a match with Rian this coming weekend.
Yep.
Like, I'm gonna give Rian a good match. I'm gonna make her look badass, you know.
Yeah, I love that mindset. You know, for you, it's about helping your opponent. I think that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, your match with Anna Jay, I think everyone should go check that out. I think you two just, again, clicked. It's kind of been the theme of the show, right? You clicking with your opponents, but you two worked really well together. And I think it kind of opened eyes in terms of for her, because, you know, she didn't have a long run in stardom, but she clearly, I think, benefited from wrestling with you and Shuri and Sayori and Starlight Kid and so on. So yeah, everyone should go check that out from the 5-star Grand Prix. Let's talk about that 5-star Grand Prix. 6 matches, 15 days, 6 tournament matches specifically. So this is a grueling tournament. You have, it felt like there was a stardom show every day in the month of August, just as a viewer, because I was like, okay, go they watch this.
A few days off because the schedule was so hectic.
Mm-hmm.
So when I booked, it was like, you can have the day off. It's okay, rest. I was like, okay, thank you.
Yeah, so that kind of like, how do you prepare for a tournament like that mentally, like physically? Is it just because it's, you know, you wrestle every week, of course. Mm-hmm. But there's something about the added value, the added intrigue and excitement and pressure, I think, of a tournament match. And especially the 5-star Grand Prix, which is, you know, the biggest women's wrestling tournament in the world. Did you feel pressure going into your first one? Or was it more of just, again,
getting ready for every singles that was coming up for me?
Yeah.
I always, like, if I haven't prepped myself towards the match, the pressure would be like eating me alive.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But it was like, I remember my favorite reaction was me seeing, I was like main eventing with Sori. I was like, shoot. I was like, O'Connor. You trust me?
You've main evented a lot over the past couple months. I think the trust is clear. Yeah.
Good match for everyone, I guess.
Yeah, which is great, obviously. Like, there's a lot of trust there. There's a lot of belief. How is the physical toll throughout? Because you're, like I said, you're wrestling the likes of Starlight Kid, Sayoriano, Shuri. You know, it's not an easy tournament. Do you feel like, do you welcome the new challenges every day of the opponents and...
Like, is my body, are we talking how my body handles it?
Yeah, like, just your body, like, it's a lot. And I feel like tournaments, you know, everyone's taped up by the end. You know,
right, just, that's what I was thinking. But I've only been here, like, full-time, not even a year yet. So I'm too, like, to be speaking on the body parts. Because I exercise and I eat good and, like,
of course.
So I don't think it takes a toll on my body, but I do see all taped up. So I think because I'm so new at it still, my body might still be fresh.
Sure. I mean,
maybe
we'll take it. I mean, like, it's a rough, like, I forget who's
like,
Mike is always taped. Like, Mike, I feel so bad for Micah because, like, she's always really taped up.
I'm like, what's wrong? I'm like, okay.
But she keeps going out there, so she, you know, she's good to go. And then let me ask you this: what was your favorite match of your first run in the 5-star?
Me and Mirai. Oh, me and Shuri. Me and Mirai and me and Shuri.
Okay. No, that clicks. Yeah. And did you feel proud of what you accomplished within the 5-star this year? You know, like I said, 6 tournament matches, you know, a strong record. So it's good to hear that you were, you know, kind of proud of what you put out there. And, you know, being in 2 Cinderellas now as well, you're checking all the boxes. Who do you want to team with in Tag League?
Micah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
She got semi-matching gear with her new red pants. She has the crisscross, so I've got the crisscross too.
Yeah, it's very similar. I like it. Obviously, Micah won the Goddess Tag League last year, so you do have to run it back now. You go run it back, go win some tag belts, of course.
But even Waka would be, like, entertaining with me.
Yeah. Yeah, you and Waka, like, you guys are very fun in there. Like, it's very fun trade-off because Waka's very good at just, like, being comedic. I think Lady C used to do that with her. I think she used to swing Waka into people. Like, she would do the swing.
I have a meme with Waka where I pick her up from a Casey Dora, Mm-hmm. But sometimes Waka doesn't run into it. Like, so it's just me picking her up. And then she'll be like, to Zeno, it was all you. And I'm like, I know.
That's amazing. All right.
Waka also helps me a lot. She speaks English.
Yes, of course. I was gonna. That was like, you know, one of my last questions here. Like, who has helped you learn just in this within stardom along the way? We talked about Mina. We talked now Waka. You know, do you just feel you learn whether it's teaming with your fellow stablemates or standing across the ring from the Shuris and the Saikamatanis, and well, we want more of the Saikamatani match, obviously. The Edas, mm-hmm. like, do you learn as well from them? Do they, you know, do they help you as well in there? You know, just because I think you two, you know, putting together a match, yeah. right? You're learning together about each yeah. other. So like,
I think sometimes it's just like, what do you do, and how can I get out of it? And then we come up with random shit.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I like that. I like that better than just like, what is the best thing you do? Okay, this is what I do. Let's just go out there and do it.
I will say, like, sometimes, like, I don't watch wrestling that much, so I didn't like steal ideas or anything. Like, sure. The only time I steal this from my man, because like no one's seen me do this. So, I'm like, oh. So a lot of the times it'll be like, how can we do this? How can we both end up here?
Yeah.
So, I have to sit in the ring to do it, so I can picture me like running as a ghost. And
yeah. I like that. Speaking about Daga one more time, I had to ask this. Dream tag team match. You and Daga versus who?
Someone asked him this, and he's like, let me ask her and get back to you. So I asked him at home. I was like, so who was it? And he's like, I don't know. And I was like, I don't know too. How sure. about when he comes home, we make a tweet about it?
All right. Everyone has to look out for that. Everyone needs to see what the dream tag match is. That's funny, though. I mean, it's obviously hard because, you know, you both work for different companies. So you got to piece it together what makes the most sense. So I guess that's fair. And my final two questions, you talked about the chops and how much the fans in Japan love it. How has the fan support in Japan been for you? Because I think a lot of foreigners, you know, you guys gain so much fandom, and these, you know, these crowds love you guys. And how has that been for you, whether it be, you know, in the venues or on social media?
I think social media, it's very good. Like, they're very, like, they interact with me on social media. When it's like fan event signings, I think they're a bit scared of us. I don't know if it's a language barrier, if they can't speak to us, or if they're just like, but I'll have Waka next to me. So the fans that do come to me, I'll be like, Waka, please translate for us so we can have a conversation.
Yeah.
I think that plays a factor, but wrestling in front of the Japanese crowd is like my absolute favorite. Like, they're so respectful. They like, they cheer when they need to. Like, it's just a different ball game here with the wrestling crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think a lot of wrestlers who go to Japan, they just, you know, there's something so cool about feeling that respectfulness, and then they get so into it as well. It's there's nothing like it. There's nothing like a Japanese crowd. So I love to hear that from you. But my final question for you before we wrap this up, moving forward, you know, you've won the artist belt, you've been in the 5-star Grand Prix, you've been in the Cinderella. What are your goals moving forward in wrestling, whether it be stardom, wrestling as a whole? What are your top goals as you move forward here in your career?
Here in my career, I think stardom's going to be my home for a while. I really enjoy it, and I'm loving so much being in here. I think my personal goal would be to hold a singles title in stardom, though.
Okay. I like that. And you'll take any title, you know, High Speed, World, Wonder. I think, you know, in the history of stardom, foreigners, you know, they've held those top belts. So
I think
the more you stay, the more likely it is you're taking one of those. I like your mindset. I'll take any of them. It doesn't matter which one. I'll take one of them.
My homework.
And you've shown, like, you know, we talked about through the interview, you've done the world title match. You've done the high speed match. It can be any of them. Next high wonder. Speed? High speed.
Was it high speed?
Yeah, high speed. Why not?
My next match will be a even higher high speed. Yeah. That was a test run for me.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, you step in there with like an Azumi or Starlight Kid or again, May Sarah. You just, yeah. You guys should just go now. You know, it's like you have the high speed experience. It's fine. Mm. Just step in there, be like nothing. Which again, great job. But you know, high speed looks so difficult because you guys are going.
No idea.
I don't. It's true. You know, you talk about how you put.
I got like 3 bottles of water.
Like you're talking about putting matches together. What do? I do all of these things. I feel like that's what like you and May Sarah, you know, you guys killed it in the main event of Corrigan. So
you want to speak on the mic? No, I cannot breathe. I need a good drink.
I guess I do have to ask that. What was more tiring? The high speed match that you know it was shorter in time, but or the world title match where you and Micah, you know, again, destroyed each other for 20 minutes.
The high speed match was way more exhausting, but I think the title match was more like, what's it called? Like on the body exhausting.
Yeah. I can believe that. Well, thank you so much for taking your time out of your day to do this interview. Yeah. I greatly appreciate it. Where can everyone find you, whether it be social media, your YouTube channel, so that they can follow along with everything you have going on?
DNX on YouTube. I think Instagram is Xena Pro.
Okay.
And then my Twitter, shit. Xena
Pro? I'll check. I think I can check for you right now. It's at @stardom_Xena.
I changed that. Okay, yes.
So I was double checking before we had our conversation. I was like, did she? Oh, she changed her at. Okay. Oh. I didn't. Yeah. Once you said it like way back, it's like, it was. Right. You know, every other app doesn't let you change it, but you know,
yeah,
it does. But thank you so much, Xena. Oh. Just smash my microphone. Everyone, I appreciate it. Everyone could check out Xena on Stardom World. That's where all her Stardom matches are posted. And then this coming weekend is Namba Grand Fight 2024, where Xena will be taking on Rian, as well as Micah challenging Tam Nakano for the World of Stardom Championship, and Natsupoi challenge defending the Wonder of Stardom title against Suzuki. So everyone go check that out. That'll be available on pay-per-view. Once again, Xena, thank you so much for Fightful. I'm Scott, and we are signing off. So long, everybody.
Bye.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles, including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.